Daf is Daf Chav Gimel. So we got to the last three lines of Chav Beis and Beis. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah now that Hanose es Midras, Nose es Hachuma, Avalo es Hakodesh. A person is carrying something that's Tameh, so he's not allowed to carry Kodesh in the same hand, in the other hand rather, but he can carry Chuma in the same hand. So he's having one thing that's Tameh, something else is Kodesh, that's not allowed, but if something else is Chuma, it would be allowed. The Gemara is going to explain what is the difference. So the Gemara says, last three lines, now, Kodesh, my time alone, Mishamaisha Shahaya. Whenever you have Maisha Shahaya, so there's a very particular Gzera that happened, and that event happened, as we'll see in the Gemara, it happened with regards to Kodesh, so we're only goes there by Kodesh, we're not goes there by Truma. So it's not based on any rhyme or reason, there's no Svara, it's simply a Maisha Shahaya. What was a Maisha Shahaya? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Maisha Be'echad Shahaya Mavir Chavish Shayayin Kodesh Mimakam Mimakam. One time, a person was transporting a barrel of wine from one place to the next. What happened was, going on to Daf Chav Gimel now, Venifsika Ritsua Shel Sandalo, and the strap, the lace of the shoe snapped. Vinala Vinicha Pi Chavis, they placed on top of the Chavis. Now Rashi points out it was a Zav who was wearing this shoe. So anything the Zav wears is called Midras Hazav. So now that is Tame. It's Tame, that's Ritsua. That Ritsua was placed on top of a Chavis, Vinafla of your Chavis, and it went into the airspace of the Chavis, the Nitmus, and it made the whole entire barrel of wine Tame. Now before you go ahead, Tosi points out something interesting. We know only that which is a kli could be matame, has a din of tumah. A ritzua is not really a kli. So Tosa asks, if nifska ritzua shel sandalo, v'yafagav the gabi tumah, ksiv kli, v'hai ritzua lav kli, a shoelace is not called a kli. Midelo sharinale litilto. It goes on to prove from Hilchos Shabbos that there's a lot of connection between muksa and tumah. How do you define what's a kli? Whatever you could, kli lagabi tumah, that means it's a kli lagabi Shabbos, it's not muksa. But if it's not a kli lagabi tumah, that means it is muksa, you can't use it on Shabbos. So a broken ritzua is considered muksa on Shabbos, that means it's not a kli, that means it can't be subject to tumah. So he asks this question, goes down a few lines down in Tosa. I don't understand the answer, but he writes, Tzarech Lomer, you have to say somehow, could go into Nishtayer ben ritzua dika mana. The Hedio Yachal Achaziro. It must be such a situation whereby the Ritsua, it's still a Kli in that a Hedio could put it back in the shoe. It still has a function. Meaning the Gemara and Shabbos is referring to a Ritsua that has no purpose anymore. But if there is a purpose where you could put it back in, that's somehow still considered a Kli, and that's what we're talking about here. And then he gives an alternative explanation based on the Yushalmi. We're not talking about the sandalo, the Ritsua Shal Sandalo, but rather the sandalo itself, the shoe itself, which is a kli, that fell into the airspace of the Chavei Shal Yayin. Either way, there's a Maisha Shaya. A guy's shoe fell off, or the shoelace fell off. He was a Zav. It went into the airspace of the Chavei Shal Yayin Kodesh. It was Metami the Yayin, Yayin Shal Kodesh. And the Gemara responds now three lines down on Chav Gibel, the Osa Shah. That moment, Amru the Chachamim made the following Gzera. Hanos says in Midras, no, says a truma. One who's carrying that which is midras of a zav can also transport that which is truma. Avalos a kodesh, you can't transport kodesh while you're transporting a person who has midras zav. Ihachi truma nami. So why not? Once there's a chashash, we saw this happen, this event happened by ruining kodesh, we should be also concerned it could ruin truma. And the Gemara says, who is the author of this gzeira, this brisa? Hamani, it's Rabbi Hanania ben Akiva, Akavia rather. The Amar lo aser ela biyardein u besvina u kumay shishaya. These are just terms. We'll see what that means in just a second. But the Gemara is introducing. We're about to have another gzeira whereby he was only gzeira goes there. It was the same exact thing that happened when the mishap happened. What was that? Mahi. The Tanya, the Baisa says lo yisa adam mechatas vevechatas vayavirem biyardein u besvina. Person should not transport the waters or ashes of the paraduma, and you shouldn't transport this over the yardein. You shouldn't transport this with the boat. A person shouldn't stand on one side of the river and throw over a bag or package of mechatas to the other side of the river. You shouldn't have it swim or float across the river. Nor should he go on top of the animal that's going through the river. Not even on his friend's shoulders. Unless his feet are touching the ground, you can't transport through water. About Mavirna Gabe Agesha, you can cross over a bridge. Veina Choshesh, you're not concerned if that case. Echad Yardin Echad Shahar Naharos. That's the Tanakama that they expanded the initial event. We'll see if a certain event happened, but they said on the river, any river, the Yardin, an animal, very expansive Gzeira. Comes along with Bichananya ben Akav Yomer, Lu Asu El Biyardin, ubespina ubemaishishaya. The gzera of transporting mechatas evachatas is only if it's over the Yarden River. Any other river, it's fine. Only on a boat that's on the Yarden, because that's exactly what happened initially. What was the maisa my maishishaya? Damer of Yehuda Marav maisa ba'ad mechatshaya ma'avir mechatas evachatas biyarden ubespina. A person was transporting mechatas, transporting evachatas over the Yarden on a boat. They found a kazayis of a dead body in the bottom of the boat and ruined the mechatas and ruined the efer chatas. Bozesha at that moment amru lo yisa adam mechatas vefer chatas vayavirem v'yarden v'sfina. The gzer was only on a boat that's on the Yarden. If it was on another river or is a Yarden, but not the boat, that's not part of the gzerah. So we see Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavya was gozer only if it's exactly the way the ma'aseshaya happened. So too, when it comes to our case, if the nifzika ritzua shel sandalo, the gzera is only by kodesh, because that's what happened in the kodesh. Even though the same chashash might exist elsewhere, still in the end of the day, it's only like the ma'aseh shaya. So by truma, it would be allowed. By kodesh, it would not be allowed. We have this many times. One interesting place we do have actually based on the Torah. I think it's around Ban that says, I could be wrong. Another vaviu, there's a machlokas when it comes to a shtuya yayin, a shikr, when he goes and does the avoda and base a mikdash, is the iser only by drinking wine or shar meshachrin as well? That's a machlokas tonight, appears in Gemara Krisis and elsewhere. So pashup shah would be anything that makes you a drunk, should be bichlal the iser. So why would anyone hold it's only the yayin? So I believe the Ramban al Torah says, because ma'aseh shaya, the issue happened by them drinking wine in particular, and therefore the gzera was only on wine. Don't drink wine, even though the same concern exists elsewhere. We have this concept that ma'aseh shaya is limiting the gzera. Fine. Ask Gemara now on this topic. Ibayilhu sandal tamei, sandal tahar mahu. So we know if there's a sandal tamei v'zava, that's a concern. What if there's a sandal tahar? Would that be allowed? Would that also be b'chlal the gzera? Not sure exactly what the concern, but maybe you should never have shoes being held by anybody when there is a kodesh. And furthermore, before answering this question, chavis psucha. So the hell ma'aseh shaya happened with a chavis psucha. But what if there's a chastuma? What if the chavis stuma is closed? So there's no concern. Maybe you'd be allowed to transport chavis shayayin of a stuma along with the midrashes of Mai. The Gemara doesn't answer. Avar v'nasa, let's say a person transported anyways. There was a chavis shayayin shakodesh and he transported it with the midrashes of. What would happen b'dieved? What would the dimbi? Mahu? So Rabbi Yula Amar, im avar v'nasa, tamay. That gzera is so strong that b'dieved, even if there's no sandala passed over, we would go to that the yayin shakodesh would be tamay. Gzera Omer, Avar v'nasa tari. Argued and said, no, if nothing happened, b'dieved, if it's acceptable, nothing becomes tamay. So now the Gemara goes on, a little bit of a tricky part of the daf now. Kalim hadnigmar betara. If we had in the Mishnah that a person completed, they fashioned a certain kli, so after the kli is all complete, so then the din would be you have to put it into the mikvah. Put it into the mikvah, and then you're allowed to use it. So we have to say, why? What's the concern here? That's only true lagabe kodesh, but not lagabe truma. So asks the Gemara, digamirinhu man. Who was the one who made this kli? Ilema digamirinhu chaver. The chaver made it. Lamalu tefila. Why would there be tefila? Everything was tar. He was tar. The kli was tar. Ella must be digamirinhu am haaretz. So the Amaretz was the one who completed it. So the Gemara says, Nigmarin betahara karile. The Mishnah says, Kalim had Nigmarin betahara tzarach tefillah. So if the Amaretz made it, it wouldn't be called Nigmarin betahara. It would be Nigmarin betameya, which of course would require tefillah. So what exactly is the situation? Amar Rabba bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Liolam digamrinu chavar. Really a chavar completed. So how come it needs a tefillah? So Amar, so Mishum, Tsinora de Am Haaretz, Dinafa. So, Aretz. So the saliva, the spit of Amaretz fell on the Kli. So we assume all Amaretz are a din of Zav to them, even though they may not be, but they all have a din of Zav. And that means any of their roke would be Tumah as well. Mashkim shows off. So we're concerned that the spit, the Tsinora, fell on to the Kli. So the Gemara asks, Dinafa Emas, when exactly did the spit fall on to the Kli? Ilema Makame Deligmara, if the saliva was on the kli before it's complete, and then it dried up, it was removed, and then they completed it. So the hal lav manu, at the time, when they spit on that piece of metal, it wasn't a manu, it wasn't a kli, and there's no tumah. Must be the concern is ela basar digamre. So then if it was after the kli was fashioned, and then the saliva fell on it, mizar zaribu. The chaver wouldn't let that happen. He's very protective of his kalim, that no one tameh touches it. So when is the saliva actually falling on the kli? So the answer is the Gemara, Liolam Mikame Degame. Really, the saliva fell on the metal before it was fashioned. And right now it's not clear. You're right. So there's no tumah. However, it remained there. Dilma be'inna degamre adai lachahi. But maybe while he was making it, the saliva remained is still wet. And when it became a kli, it became tameh at that point. And that's the concern. And therefore, we have to be tovah every single kli, even though it was nigmar in betara, even though a chaver was the one who fashioned it. There's still this chashash of the tsinor amharetz that was from beforehand that remained lacha. It sounds like a very distant concern, but that's the concern of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemisha says, all you have to do is tevila. You have to put in the mikvah. Tevila in, herev shemesh lo, but you don't have to wait for sunset. Normally, when something is tameh, you have to wait for a tevila, and then the person to call the tevil yom, or the kalim, or tevil yom until sunset. So how come here we don't require tevila plus herev shemesh? What's the reason why you don't require sunset? The Gemara says, masnisin must be delo k'Rebbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah must not be like Rebbi Eliezer. Why not? Rebbi Eliezer, we're going to see that Rebbi Eliezer does require Herv Shemesh. Our Mishnah does not require Herv Shemesh. Where do we see this? So the Gemara is going to bring, up until now we were talking about Kalim, Hadigmar, and Batara, generally speaking by Kalim. Kalim requires Tevila, doesn't require Herv Shemesh. Now we're going to contrast that to Paraduma, that Halacha as well. What does that mean? So the Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, Shfoferish Shechadcha Lechatas. You cut a certain type of tube. You cut it for the purposes of using of the mechatas, to transport the mechatas, to scoop up the mechatas. So after you cut it, Rabbi Eliezer, who is the shita we're going to focus on, but we're learning both these shitas, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yitval miyad. After you cut it, you put it into the mikvah. You put it in the mikvah right away. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yitama v'charkach yitval. No, first, you want to be metame the shfoferis. We have this tube that's used for mechatas. You take it, someone's tame, you have them touch it, and then you put it to the mikvah. So that's an extra step Rabbi Shur requires. Vavinam Ba asks the Gemara, Dechat Chaman, who was the one who cut this tube, the Shvaferis? Ilema Dechat Chaver, Lam Li Tvile, if a Chaver was involved in this, so what do you need a Tvile for? He was a Tower. Ela Dechat Chamaritz, if Amaritz was the one who cut it, Bahalema Rabbi Shur Yitame Vitbom. So why does Rabbi Shur say, if Amaritz was the one making this Shvaferis, why did he metame it a second time? He already was metame it the first time when he was making it. So it couldn't have been where an Amaritz was making it. Ha tame the kai, he already is tame. The kli is already tame. V'amar Rabba bar Barashila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Liolam dechat chaver. U'mishim tzinara dam ha'aretz. And the same thing before, that really a chaver was cutting it. But there was a concern of the saliva of an Amaritz. And ask Gemara the Nafla Emas, when did the saliva fall on? Ilema makame de lechetcha. If the saliva was there before, it was a kli. Halav manu. It wasn't a kli. It wasn't subject to duma. Ela basa de chatcha. But if it was after he cut the shvaferis, and then the tzinor amaritz fell on it, mizar zari. No one would let that happen because he's very protective of his kalim once they're complete. So when did this happen? Like we said above, liolam makame de lechetcha. Really happened before he cut the shvaferis. The chaver was making the shvaferis, and Amharit spit on it before it became a kli, and then Dilma be'idna dechatcha adayin lachi. But maybe when he cut it and he completed the kli, the tzinor of the Amharit was still lacha and was metamit. Same exact concern. Fine. Parallel discussions. How does this connect? How are we going to compare and contrast the previous discussion about kalim in general? Now let's talk about paraduma. So Gemara says, now we understand Bishamla, the Rebbe Yeshua, Hainu de'ika hekeira letzidukim. This is precisely what the difference is between the general case of kalim and by tzidukim. Meaning what? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Para. It's not mitamin hayu es hakohen hasarif. Asarif is a para. Lahotzi miliban shat tzidukim. We would intentionally mitame the kohen who would be involved in burning the paraduma. Why? To preclude from the opinion of the tzidukim who felt she omrim b'mu'orav eshemesh haisanasis. They felt. We hold that a Tivil Yom is allowed to do Paraduma. And they felt, no, a Tivil Yom cannot do Paraduma. You have to wait not only for Tevila, but even for sunset for them. They have to be completely Tohar to do Paraduma. And we say, no, as long as Tivil Yom, as long as he went to the mikvah, he's good enough, he doesn't need Herev Shemesh. So what we would do is, we would intentionally metame the Kohen, who was involved in Paraduma, he's now Tame, have him go to the mikvah, he's Tivil Yom, and not have sunset, to show that we don't hold like you guys. That's what would go. So that's the difference between Rabbi Shua in general and here. Why? Because in general, by Kalim, you're not metame, Rabbi Shua said. When you finish a kli, you just, when you cut the shvaferis, you would just have a go into the mikvah. You wouldn't be metamet. But the Adam of Korin, Sofer the Parah, we metame him lechadchila. And then that's the difference. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says this. Bishma, I understand Rabbi Shua, around 10 lines up. Hamatzrich latame. Hainudika hekel tzedukim. Yeshua requires you to be metame the person involved in paraduma. that sharei timuhu tuma gemur. We give him a real tuma. Hatzricha have shemesh. Normally, he requires to have shemesh. V'kan yishamshu batfil yom havehekar. That's a big difference. That one who's tamei normally requires to have shemesh. Here, he does not. However, what about according to Rabbi Eliezer? Back inside the Gemara now, Ella, the Rabbi Eliezer, if you say in general, Bishma ba'alma, binim harav shemesh, if he requires harav shemesh in general by the kelim, hainut ika hekele tzedukim, that would be a difference. That normally the din would be that you need harav shemesh, and here you do not require harav shemesh. But if, Ella iyamis ba'alma, lo ba'inan harav shemesh, my hekele tzedukim, but Rabbi Eliezer holds in general. But by Kalim, you don't require sunset, you require just tefillah alone, that's sufficient. What's the hecker? So look what Rashi says here. Says Rashi, Iyamis bishma ba'alma hatzricha chacham harav shemesh, ba'alma b'tfilas kelim nigmer b'tara. Back to our Mishnah Maseches Chagiga. That he doesn't hold of tefillah like our Mishnah, he requires tefillah plus harav shemesh, so that's a big contrast, because paraduma, you don't require harav shemesh. But if he says in general that there's no harav shemesh, by Kalim. So what's the difference here? That here he also doesn't require Harav Shemesh. Because he doesn't require you to be meta, to be metame the Kalim here when it comes to Paraduma. Right? He said above, when you finish your Shvelferis, put it to mikvah. You're not metame anything. Rabbi Shua is one who says you're metame first. He says you're not metame anything. You finish it, you put it to the mikvah. So if in general, Rabbi Lazar holds that any kli you finish, Nigmar Matara, you always put it to the mikvah. And by Paraduma also, you finish Shvelferis, you put it in the mikvah, that's the same exact halacha. It must be that, in general, Reb Elazar holds that a regular keli that was Nigmar Matara, you have to go to the mikvah, and then Harav Shemesh, but according to when it comes to Paraduma, just tefillah is needed, not Harav Shemesh. That's what the Gemara concludes from his Shita. So the Gemara says, no, not true. That's not really the case here. Answer the Gemara, it's not a proof that he holds that way. Really, Amar Rav, Rav says that Asaha Shkitame Sheretz. What happened here, that look at the Rashi on top here. Asa Kitame Sheretz, there's a different hecker. In general, Rebbe Elazar does not require Hev Shemesh. A kli that was in Gmar Matara, you put in the mikvah, and you could use it. Paraduma, you finish your Shvaveris, you put in the mikvah, you use it right away, no need for Hev Shemesh. So what's the hecker between Paraduma and Kalim in general? Because says Rashi, Asa Kitame Sheretz. Li Olam, Bi Alma in general, Lo Boy Hev Shemesh. It did not require Hev Shemesh, Rebbe Elazar. Le Kalim had Gmar Matara. There still is a hecker. What's a hecker? The fish shvaferes shel chatas a son kilu nagun b'sheretz linen minyan rishon v'sheni. The chachamim gave the status of shvaferes the din that it's kitame sheretz, that just like a sheretz can be kitame a rishon and a sheni, so to here as well. That would be the din when it comes to that's the din of by paraduma. Fine. So therefore, all these chumras exist by paraduma. So had it not been by Tivul Yom, had a person who was Tamei touched it, so the din would be Tamei Rishon and Sheni. But now they said a Tivul Yom went in, it would be, so I'll say this again, I'm sorry. So a Tamei Sharetz in general, he makes a Rishon and Sheni. So they said the same thing by Parduma, we treat the person, the Keli, or the person, as Tamei Sharetz as well. But the difference is, in a general Tamei Tuma Sheretz, he goes to the mikvah, needs Harav Shemesh. Here, when the Kohen goes to the mikvah, all he needs is Tivul Yom, even though initially he had the din of Tuma Sheretz Midrabanan, and normally he's Tamei just as much as anything else. His Tara process is, once he goes to the mikvah, he can do the Paraduma, even though in general he needs the mikvah plus the Harav Shemesh. So that's the difference the Gemara says. So again, it's a big chiddush to say that we give the status of the one doing the Paraduma as a Tuma Sheretz until he goes to the mikvah. That's what the difference is. So Gemara says, El Me'atav, that's really true. They were telling us that the Tumah of Parduma has the status of Tumah Sheretz. So El Me'atav, Lo Titame Adam. The person involved in the Mechatas and Efer Chatas should not be Tame. Why not? Alam Matanya Chotra Matbila Ton Tvila. So the one who cuts the Shofaris, the one who's Matbil the Shofaris, they require Tvila. So why is that the case? A Sheretz, if you look at Rashi, El Me'atav, if all we're saying is that the Efer Chatas has a din of Tumas Sheretz, so lo titame adam, it should not then go ahead and contaminate a person. The Sheretz itself is an av. The Maga Sheretz, the one who's tame from the Sheretz, is only a sheni, and a sheni cannot be matame adam. So if the din of the Efer Chatas, and the one who touched it, so the din of Efer Chatas is a din of Tumas Sheretz, it should not make the adam tame. But how can we require the chotcha and the matbil, one is matbil, the shifar faris, to go to the mikvah. He's touching that which is only tamei sheretz. He should not be tamei himself. So that can't be the answer. Ella answered the Gemara, really asab b'kitamei meis. The din is, the truth is we make this shifar faris as tumas meis. And tumas meis can be matame an adam. So Rashi explains kitamei meis, kilu nitma me meis shematame adam. That we make this person, kilu he touched the tumas meis itself. So now that's why the Adam who's matbila, the Adam who's chodka, is going to be, he's going to require a tevila. And the difference is that normally by tumas meis, all he needs to go to the mikvah plus her shemesh. Here, we treat him as a tumas meis, but when he goes to the mikvah, he's actually able to do the rest of the process of the paraduma. Wait a second. Ihachi, if we're given the status of paraduma as tumas meis, so the Adam shouldn't require only tevila, to buy Hazaz Shlishi Ushvi. He requires also the sprinkling of days 3 and day 7 to undo his Tumas Meis. So it can't be that we treat the people as Tumas Meis. Alamatani, how come the Baisa says, the one who's Chotcho, Matbila, those who cut the Shofaris, those who are Matbila, the Shofaris, all they require is Tal and Tvila in Hazaz Shlishi Ushvi Lo. They don't require the day 3 and day 7 sprinklings. So clearly we are not giving the people involved the status of Tumas Meis. Ella, Asa Kitamei Meis, B'Shvi Shalom. Here's a Chiddush. We're giving them the status of Tumas Meis on the seventh day of those who are Tame, which means they don't require the sprinkling. Kilu, they had the sprinklings, and they're only the last day of the Tumah, so they can still be Metame other people, but at the same time, all they require is a Tefillah, which is a big, big Chiddush to say. You could create such a type of Tumah, a very specific Tumah, a Tumas Meis and the Shvi Shalom. Gemara says, how could you suggest that? V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa say, Me'olam lo chidshu davar bipara? There was never a Chiddush made at all by Paraduma. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Lochidshu davar bipara, ava pisha asa ba'ma'alos harbe, bishvil ha-zilzul hazeh. Even though there were many chumers they had instituted by the Paraduma, because the zilzul, what was the zilzul? Sheyu metamin kohen asar for the asos of tivol yom. They were dafka metamin the sarf yom, and allowed them to do it as a tivol yom, even though it's allowed, it's a bit of a zilzul. So they had to counterbalance this with many chumers as well. So Lochidshu b'gzeres ma'alos ha-davar. They didn't make any new types of dinim. Sheino matzvei b'shem ma'akum. They are not found elsewhere. Meaning that yes, there are many chumras, but those chumras had applications elsewhere. This wasn't a unique application of a certain chumra. Vim kishamris also ba kalim in the gemara b'tara kitame meis. If we're going to say we give the status of these kalim that are complete tara, we treat them as tumas meis. However, ein lacha chedesh gadol mizeh. We never find that anywhere else where we give a keli a status of a tumas meis b'shvi shalom. That's a big chedesh. So gemara says no. The answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Shelo Amru Kurdam Mitame Moshev. When we said we never made a Chiddush in Paraduma, it meant we never gave a Kurdam an axe of some sort. We never gave it the status of a chair. That's the type of Chiddush we're talking about. So we'll look at Rashi in just a moment, but just look at finish the Gemara first. Kedetani, the Baisa says, Hayoshev ala Kli. If a Zav sits on the Kli has a din of a Tumas Zav, because you sit on Kalim. So Yachal Kafa Saw, let's say you have a measurement, that which measures a Saw. The Yashivaleb, which is not a chair, but you flip it upside down and you sit on the measuring cup upside down. Or Tarkiv, which is another measurement of volume, the Yashivaleb, you sit in it, yeah, you tame. One might think the Zav should be Metame Tumas Yoshe by sitting on these Kalim, Tamalomer, Vhayoshev ala Kli. What's the Joshua? Asha Yashivaleb, Yitma. You sit on a Kli that one sits on. Of course you sit on that which sits on, one sits on. What's the repetition? So the answer is the Gemara, Mishamayucha the Yeshiva. Only that which is unique, that which is specialized, used for sitting, can be metame tumas yosheva. Yatzeze shomim lo amud v'nasem lachteru. As opposed to taking a measuring cup and say, "Be my chair." That's not a chair. That's not going to transmit the tumas zav yoshev. So here as well, when we said there's no davar chiddush by paradum, it meant we didn't have anything changing a utensil to another purpose. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi writes, "Shelo amru kardom etame moshava." We are not going to have an application of a tame of a kli that which is not right to become tame. That's what we mean. Kli that is fit to be mekabel tuma, like kalim shenigmar metara chidshu balasos sheino nogeh b'meis kinogeh meis. They were able to give a certain tuma status. They didn't change the kli's purpose. It's royal kabel tuma. But they're able to create some new type of category of a Tumah Shvi Shalom. And that's the Chiddush, that although the din of Kalim Shenigmar and Batara has this din of a Tumas Mesh B'Shvi Shalom, that din that can be Batame other people, and normally required Tivul Yom and Harav Shemesh, when it came to Paraduma, they only required Tivul Yom and did not require Harav Shemesh. That was the Chiddush, that was the Heker, according to Rabbi Elazar. A bit of a confusing daf. So now the Gemara says, Akli, Mitzar Masha Besoch Lakodesh Kodesh for Lola Truma. The din is, if you have a kli of various items that are Truma, if a person whose Tameh touches one item, it does not mean Mitameh the other items with Truma. But if it's Kodesh, if it's one whose Tameh touches one item in the kli is Mitzar of everything together, and all the items there that are Kodesh are going to be Tameh. Menani Mila, how do we know? And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. Amr Bchanan, the Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Kaf Achas Asa Charasei Zav, Mleah Ketores, that there, spoon of 11 piece of gold was filled with Ketores, Hakasav Asa Lekol, Mashav Kaf Achas, all the amounts that was in the Kaf, all the Ketores, even though the many pieces, many spices, it's all one, it's Kaf Achas, it's all one together, that's the din of Mitzar Finikli, and that's the Gavei Kodesh, because Ketores is Kodesh, so it's Metame, everything together, it's Mitzar, everything together, the Gavei Kodesh. So asks the Gemara, Mesiv Rav Kana, Hosiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added, we'll see what he adds on to, but just hold on. Rabbi Akiva is Hosiv, Hasolis, Vakatoris, Valavona, Vagechalim, Shimnaga, Tivayom, Bimiktasa, Pasas Kula. So he said the statement that flour, Menachos, and Katoris, and Lavona, Gechalim, if a Tivayom touches one item in the Kli, everything is Metame. Now this statement, parabanani, this is certainly only a din dirabanan. How could you say above it's a din deraisa based on the pasuk? It's only a din dirabanan. How do we know it's a din dirabanan? Mimai, midikatani reisha, Rabbi Kiva is adding on to what was said in the reisha. What was said in the reisha? Heyid Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, al eifrechata shenoga hatame bimiksaso, shetima eskulo. That if a person touched eifrechata, is only part of it, the entire kli of eifrechata all becomes tame. And why is this only Dirbanim? Because the pasuk of Kaf Achas is referring to Kodesh, it's not referring to Chatas, the Mechatas. So Mechatas could only be a Din Dirbanim, there's no source for that. And on that statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Bezeira, Rabbi Kiva is Mosif, even the Ketores, even other items as well. So he must be working only on a Dirbanim level, not on a Diraisa level. So Gemara says no. The truth is that the Ketani Rehos Rabbi Kiva, right. So the answer is the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Going on to Daf Chav Dalet, we'll stop with these two lines now. Lo Nitzecha Ela L'Shiyare Mincha. So this only needed for the leftovers of the Mincha. Meaning, really, Rabbi Kiva agrees Mitzarif is a Din Deraisa, but this Hasafa of Din Derabanas was referring to the Shiraim of the Mincha. What would happen would be you have a kli that you collect the Mincha, and then the Kohen does a kamita and puts a kamita on the Menachos, and the rest is called Shiraim. The Shiraim of the Mincha, although it is at this time in the Kli, it's no longer needed for the Kli. So he says as follows. The Gemara explains that Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Shiraim Mincha, Daraisa Tarkli, that which requires a Kli on a Daraisa level, we could say a Kli is Mitzarfo. The Kli is Mitzarf that. Whenever the Kli is necessary, part of the Avoda, so then the Kli is Mitzarf it, and if a person in Tame touches part, the entire thing becomes Tame. That which does not require a Kli, that Kli Mitzarfo Sheinu Tarkli, that which does not require a Kli, such as the Shirai Mincha, the Shirai doesn't require Kli anymore, then Ein Kli Mitzarfo on a Deraisa level does not require Kli, and therefore the Kli is not Mitzarfo on a Deraisa level, but nonetheless, Asur Rabbanan, this is Rabbi Kiva, his Osafa, Asur Rabbanan, the Gazur, there it goes there, even on that which does not require Kalim, there's a Tzirif on a Derabanan level, the Avagav Deina Tzarek Lekli, Ha Kli Mitzarfo nonetheless. Okay, we'll stop here. A bit of a confusing daf. Hopefully we got some of it, if not all of it. And good Chodesh, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.